that they have power to influence who and what we are? No. The Casey readings clearly and categorically deny the notion that the planets control our destiny. Rather, our destiny is shaped by our God-given power of free will. We choose our destiny by the choices we make day to day and moment by moment. So the planets are like signposts. They reflect our inner character by being in certain positions at the time of our birth. Then a soul chooses or is drawn to a particular moment of birth. The planetary positions of that moment symbolize the soul's attributes that are being brought into the upcoming lifetime. In the Casey view, the planets are somehow timed or synchronized to human experience. They don't make us a certain way. They just indicate or reflect the kind of person we are when we are born. As Edgar Casey said in one reading, quote, "The strongest force used in the destiny of man is the sun first, then the closer planets to the earth, or those that are coming to ascension at the time of the birth of the individual. But let it be understood here, no action, common purpose. We are all individuals. We each are becoming a child of God who is unique. Just as no two snowflakes are the same, each soul is developing in its own particular way. Each soul is like a personal signature which is written through the eons of time. Our experiences and choices shape each of us into a distinctive character. He describes intellectual abilities. Mars symbolizes assertiveness. Venus, the power of attraction, and so on. In addition, these planets represent actual dimensions of existence. Although while we're here in the material world, we experience them only as inner urges or temperaments. According to the readings, between earthly lives, we live in these other non-physical dimensions on these planets. In them, we absorb the lessons we received during the preceding earthly life, and from them, we return to Earth, equipped with certain abilities selected for the next life experience. The readings call these periods of rest and reflection interplanetary or astrological sojourns. Of course, these statements don't mean that scientists will one day find human beings living on the physical planet Mars. It means that there is a dimension of mind symbolized by the planet Mars, and it's one state of consciousness in which you might focus your soul's activities between earthly lives. For example, a person might develop